and my sister saying, I love the Rock. I love the Rock.
My man.
That's the first one?
Yeah, could you hear that?
No, I heard I Love the Rock, and that was it.
This piece of shit. Speaker, man. Let's try it again, bro. Hold on. I was saying my sister's calling. I love the Rock. I love the Rock. My man. Did you hear that?
No, I did not hear that. Hey, everybody.
What?
Welcome to the Static Show. I heard I Love the Rock, and then cranker, 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 and then cranker, cranker, cranker.
You didn't hear that?
No, I did not hear that.
One more time.
The Rock is my man. Is it something like that?
I love the Rock. I love the Rock. He's my man.
Okay.
That was it?
Well, that's the first one. Did you want to hear the second
one? I did finally hear that.
Is it better like regular phone or am I trying to use my speaker phone?
It was better this last, whatever you're doing just now was better.
Okay.
Okay. We are recording here, you know, so.
Okay. Well, it's a train wreck, but I'm going to try to go to the second one.
All right,
here,
go
okay?
ahead.
I'm sorry. It's a little long here. Hold on.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. That was take two.
Now that I'm older, I think I'm really mostly attracted to Donald Driver with that dancing, Dancing with the Stars, with his naked self. So when he leaves this life, he's mine. And the other one is Clay Matthews. He is also a man of the gods. So I gotta watch more Green Packer games.
Okay.
Now something about Dancing with the Stars and the Green Bay Packers.
She was saying that she's now in love with two of the Green Bay Packers.
Ah, okay. What was on
Driver?
Yeah.
And Clay Matthews is who she.
Now, is your sister a lifetime smoker? Because
she used to smoke, yes.
Okay.
She did. She has quit. I think she quit. I'm not
sounds
sure.
A little bit like Selma on The Simpsons.
All right.
I think your voice is actually funnier for my sister.
I love that rock! Okay, we're doing it today.
I love that rock!
Love that rock! Love that rock! I got to make it
like
family.
It's a little like those anti-cigarette commercials.
Oh, let me put my finger on my throat so I can talk. Hello, how are you?
I'm Miles' sister.
I love the Rock.
I want her to do the voice, man. She like could not comprehend. Could you just do like the crazy ass voice?
I love that rock.
Love that rock. Yeah, I know.
She would not.
I have to totally adjust my impersonation of your sister now that I've heard her. So.
Yeah. No.
Now it's gonna be. Yeah, it's gonna sound more like. You know.
Love that rock. Now I think I'm. I think I'm like the Green Bay Packers. I am what I am, and that's all what I am.
Your poor sister. Oh, my gosh.
She wasn't feeling good. She had the poopies or something. Gosh. She didn't feel good.
She had the poopies. What?
She wasn't feeling good.
Well, I don't think the poopies affect your voice like that. Holy moly.
I don't know.
Personally, I'm scared now. I'm scared of her. She'll probably rip my cock off or something.
Hey, now.
She sounds tough. She sounds much tougher than I figured.
Yeah.
I thought that was your sugar and spice and everything nice sister, as opposed to your other sister.
I don't know if I have a sugar and spice and everything nice. You think I have a sister like Nancy off Raiders Enough, you mean, or something? Or you?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I thought yeah. that was the slightly more feminine sister, but evidently you got all the estrogen in that family.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that's pretty much. Sugar and spice and all that. Yeah, I did not have time to get my mom recorded.
Please. Yeah. You're up there for like 2 days. Come on.
No, I was like, every time I it was just like, Miles, come here. Miles, come here. Miles. Was like,
who was saying that?
Everybody.
Oh.
Miles, we need you to run this whole family reunion get-together thing. You are the man.
Get out your wallet, fat man.
Oh, my God. Well, actually, it was the other way around. Because everyone just gave me some gas money for the way home, which is, like, really expensive.
All I got are these books and a watch.
Yeah, I know.
Can I have a family reunion on some books and a watch?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I was up in the suburbs, Chicago suburbs, for my parents.
Stuck in the suburbs. Yeah.
So... No, it's like, no, because my dad had, like, arranged for, like, my brother, like, to fix the brakes, you know, on my car. And...
Yeah, no, I saw that. I don't know what the hell. You're looking at one of the pads that looked like, I mean, it wasn't a pad, that was one of the
discs.
It was
like a rotor.
No, it wasn't the rotor.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the rotor.
Yeah, it is.
That was the rotor, then that wasn't much of a rotor.
Yeah, I know. It should be like a quarter of an inch thick. It's about a 16th of an inch thick.
It's not, that wasn't... Yeah, you really need to get going.
That's left of a rotor. Yeah. No, my dad would not, like, stop. With, you and your brother are going to have to do this together now. You're going to have to get together.
What? Like your real brother?
Yes. What do you mean my real brother? I don't know. You think I have a stepbrother?
Well, I meant like your brother-in-law.
No.
All your brother-in-laws seem much more adept at these type of things. I was thinking a blood relative would be more like yourself and not capable of actually doing anything.
No. My brother, actually, he enjoys working on cars.
Really? That's a weird... Yeah. That's, you are adopted.
I know, yeah. We are, yeah, we're night and day. He's a hard worker that likes working on cars.
That's
like
weird.
Working 7 days a week, and I don't.
Yeah, you like to lay around. Yeah, you're a layabout.
Yeah, we're pretty much night and day. We look nothing alike. We act nothing alike.
Because you're cousins, identical cousins.
He's rich and has money. I'm broke and have nothing, basically.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's why he likes to work on cars, evidently.
Yeah. It was fine. It was just like, God, I could not have a second to myself. It's like, Miles, come here.
Well, it sounds like, well, at home, it's like, Miles, get out of here. Leave me alone. I'm trying to do something constructive.
Nah, we
you'll
just
F it up. Get out of here.
No, it's like, you know, like we brought our dogs. I hate bringing our dogs because no one wants our dogs around because our dogs are a pain in the ass. So I had to find a place to sleep with the dogs because I wasn't allowed, like, in the nice place with the dogs. Like,
oh, where did you stay someplace? Where did you stay?
I stayed at one of my niece's house.
Oh, okay. In the basement?
No, she actually had a bed I could stay in, yeah, she...
Oh, that's very nice. The boys get a bed, too, or just you?
No, they got to sleep in the nice house. I got to sleep in the...
Oh, okay. Where'd your wife sleep at?
She got to sleep in the nice... not that my other niece's house is not nice, but it's just...
nicer?
Know, a little nice. It's a
your
little
wife slept in another house?
Yes. Miles, get these dogs and get the F out of here now.
So you had to totally take care of the dogs all weekend.
At least the big one, yeah. The big one, the little one, you know, can be kenneled. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, no, I go over there and, like, I forget. I'm kind of spoiled, I guess. You know, I try to have it quiet when I sleep, and I didn't realize that they like to sleep with the TV on.
That's weird.
Right. I'm like, okay.
I would think somebody's breaking in all the time. That's what I would do.
And then I just, like, so I'd wake up, I'm like, is that John Wayne? I'd fall back asleep again, right? And then
you have dreams about John Wayne and gay sex and so forth.
Yeah, I'm like, what? What?
Why do they call you the Duke?
And then I wake up and I hear people talking.
Yeah.
Or no, I can... I'm like, what? What the hell?
Do they sleep to the porno channel? Bow, chick, bow, bow.
Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. No, they're playing Xbox.
They are,
like, oh, my God. Like, Oh, Jesus. They're playing Xbox Live is what they were doing. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, they're playing Skinamax all night, and you're like, couldn't stand it. Yeah. I can't go to sleep.
No, I just, like, I'm just, I got up, like, at 6 and just left. I'm like, I'm out of here.
I'm taking my dogs and leaving.
I'm out of here. I'm just taking these flea bags, you know?
I can't believe you guys didn't stay together.
No.
That's weird.
Not even a consideration. Nope, Miles. So long. Fairly
see you
well.
Later. Yeah. Nice. So they all got to be like in luxury, and you were in the basement.
Somewhat. Yes, somewhat. They were kind of like at the Hilton. I was kind of at the
Super 8.
Super 8, kind of. Yes.
I liked Super 8 though.
No, it was no. I'm not. I shouldn't even say that. That's not even nice. But no. No, just my younger niece has a lot of dogs. She's got like 3 dogs.
Oh, so it's okay to have the other dog, though, then?
Yeah, it was no big deal, you know, because she loves animals and stuff, which is fine. But she's got like this, most of them are really little guys, but she's got like this Doberman mix thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not sure if I want to trust this dog or not. And this dog like keeps wanting like to get in my face, you know. Just, like,
yeah, that's a lot of face.
I know, I like try not to move an inch. I'm like, oh, God.
You could get bit and not even know it for days.
I know, like, oh, man. What
that's a big head. You're getting to be like Jerry Lewis proportions head.
Though. I know. What if he rips open my neck and gravy starts leaking out or something? So, yeah, it was just,
you're getting
crazy.
Like a Jerry Lewis head going on, Mardi Gras thing going on there.
So we had this party the next day on a Saturday, and it went pretty well, you know.
Oh, yeah, it went pretty well. So tell us the rundown of the events, like sack race, potato sack race?
Three-legged race, sack race, spoon, carrying egg and spoon.
Yeah, tricycle, obstacle course, no?
No, actually, no. There was no games played. We thought, I had an idea, my brother-in-law loved it. It was, we're going to call it Coupon Palooza because my dad loves coupons.
Oh, there you go. And maybe he could dance and you could stuff him in his pants.
Especially like expired coupons. He loves using expired coupons.
Why does he love expired coupons? Because he's really sticking
it. It's the art of the sale, you know, if you can get away with an expired coupon that expired, you know, like 3 months ago, it's like the whole, you know.
Well, why won't you take this?
And so we made him a crown full of coupons, actually.
Oh, I got a coupon.
And
why won't you take it?
He was moved to tears at the end of it. He was moved to tears.
Well, that's probably because he sat in his own ball sack.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Sorry,
but, he was all...
You know, because you mentioned how stretchy yours is, so I'm assuming he has a very stretchy.
Oh, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Sometimes you sit down, you know, that sack could hit the water, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think they got to do some Kegel exercises or something.
Yeah. Well, no, it happens. You get old and, you know.
You got a pretty stretchy ball sack there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's nice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was hearing, like, way too many stories about my mom from, like, a former, like, college classmate of hers. And, like, oh, Jesus, God.
Oh, really? About why?
Don't
like, why? What?
I don't
what kind think... of stories
what?
About your mother? What kind of stories?
Oh, you know, like, remember that funny time when we gave each other hepatitis? Oh, that was funny. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Hepatitis? What the hell?
I don't think you had to think. They somehow, the classmate had been sick with something, and my mom, for whatever reason, came in the hospital room and, like shared a drink with this girl who was drinking and caught some kind of communicable disease from her. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
It's not the only thing. Yeah,
and then she's like, oh, I rode a train with your mother on the way home, you know, to wherever, and your mom disappeared, and she was in the bar car with all these sailors, and... I'm like, oh, jeez. My mom's surrounded by semen. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, nice. Oh. Yeah.
I don't want to. You know, no, it was just a lot of stories which I did not know, which I don't think I want to know, but, you know. Like, I don't...
They kept saying Bukkake. I don't know what they're...
Bukkake, hey, Bukkake. New girl, Bukkake, hey. You and your friend there, Bukkake. Oh, my God.
And your mom's kept saying, sure, I'll try anything once.
I don't know, I'm young.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm 19. I did find out that you and my mom have something in common, though.
Oh, really? Does she have curly hair?
No.
And I don't mean down low. I mean up high.
Whoa. Let's not cross the line here now.
Okay, I thought Bukkake would cross the line. Go ahead.
Well, no, Bukkake's okay. You know, mentioning my mom's name and Bukkake in the same sentence is okay. But, you know, you say, you know, something about pubic hair, then you cross the line.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah.
You both have something in common. You both have been to a gay bar.
Oh, really? Your mom went to the gay bar too, huh?
Yeah, she had a class, some college class, and she had to go because she had to write a paper on it, I guess, or something.
What was she doing, like mating rituals or something? Or?
I don't know. Whatever your excuse was, that was her excuse, I guess. I go, really? Because you hate each other.
I did that for work, so.
You guys seem to hate each other so much, I thought it'd be
interesting. I do not hate your mother. I don't hate your mother at all. She seems to hate me.
You seem to bring it on, though. You brought on the fight, though. You know, hey, that old bag, and, you know, I wish you
could. Well, I was a bit probably overly honest about the eyeliner statement. Yes.
A bit overly honest. Let me see. What's the deal with that? She's an old bag. She'll be dead pretty soon anyway, I think is the word.
Well, there you go. A bit over honest at that point, yes.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing. Yeah, thanks for keeping it real.
I should have thought more about that statement before I said it, yes.
I know, I should have.
It wasn't my intention to hurt her feelings necessarily. I was just expressing mine.
Well, mission accomplished, pal. Mission accomplished, because you.
I wasn't trying to be mean to her. I was just expressing my honest statement there. It was just
You can express all you want. But thanks a lot.
Everyone hates me. Such a lonely way.
You know, I have suffered with my friendship with you. You know, it's not just been an easy road. Okay.
Really, you've suffered.
Yes, I have. You know, I'm like a black sheep. I go to these things like, oh, him, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he has that friend in St. Louis. It's a jackass. No, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess.
Everyone likes to mention that. You know.
My mother thinks you're great, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she likes
Yeah, but she doesn't think I'm employed, though.
Oh, well, that's true. She thinks you're unemployed, lazy, unemployed person, but it's pretty close.
Tell her to go back to work, because I want to get more unemployment benefits.
You are employed, but you are lazy, so she got part of that, right? So, you know,
well, she's part right. I mean, yeah, I do work.
You are very lazy, but you are employed somehow.
Yeah, somehow, yeah.
Yeah, there are much more deserving people who are unemployed.
Probably.
Yeah, that but you are employed. They could probably do a better job, yes. Probably.
Yeah.
Luckily, that's not the way it works here in the United States, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, my mom thinks you're great. She always asks me, how's Miles doing?
Really?
Oh, sure.
Spend some time.
Are you still talking to him?
I should show my shirt off. But hey,
that's
up,
right, yeah. Oh. You haven't changed a bit.
What's up, man? What's up, mama?
Because she did see you with your shirt off at college.
She did. She did see me semi-nude.
Yeah, because you like to walk around that way, evidently. I don't know.
It was my apartment. I should walk around semi-nude if I want, man.
It was the middle of the afternoon. Who would have thought you would have been sleeping? I don't know.
Yeah, Skyrocket was in flight, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Watching Dr. Cheryl come and go wore you out, and you had to go take a lie down there. Don't bother me. I'm just resting my eyes.
I'm just taking a shit.
I'm doing my hand exercises.
I'm kegling. My sack don't get long.
That's right.
Wrinkly.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
So you guys had a good time? That sounds good.
It was good. Yeah, no, it's funny because, like, I invited a few of my dad's old workmates, you know.
That doesn't sound good.
And they invited, like, people, like, well, tell a funny story about the birthday people.
Yeah.
So, like, this guy's wife gets up, and she goes, I want to thank Miles' dad for starting a rumor that me and my husband were going to get divorced. Which was not true.
And we're still people, here today.
Yeah, I know. Several people called our house asking when we were going to get divorced. I'm like, tell me my dad didn't. Please, God, tell me.
You know what I heard? I heard those two people are going to get divorced. I will tell you. I will bet you $10. Call them.
The Finkelstein family, they're getting divorced.
Those Finkelsteins divorced. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
if they're together next year, I'd be surprised.
I know.
That woman's a whore. She gave me a blowjob.
Nice.
I enjoyed it, but I didn't like it that much. I'm not going back for seconds.
Nice.
Maybe she gets divorced.
That's nice.
That's your dad. Come on.
So there was a few awkward stories like that, you know.
Yeah. I remember when your dad pissed his pants. Yeah.
That was not one of the stories. There was another story of there was a woman there that was first friends with my sister who likes The Rock, you know.
Love that Rock.
And then she became friends with my mom, right?
Love that Rock's mom.
So early on, they're out having a beer. This is before she met my dad. She goes to get this beer, and she sees this old perv kind of checking her out, you know, at the bar.
That was your dad.
It was my dad.
Yes, that's your dad.
It was. It's a true story, yeah. She came back. She's like, hey, Rock lover, you know what? This old perv is at the bar checking me out. I mean, big time. And my sister's like, oh, my God, it's my dad.
That's my dad.
I can't take my eyes off that ass.
Oh, man. What a beautiful mouth.
You've got a nice wreck for an old bitch.
I didn't realize my dad talked like that, but, yeah.
I want to thank you kids for throwing this party for me.
Yeah. Little Jimmy, thanks for coming. Little Miles, thank you.
Thank you, Miles. How come you couldn't have invited Cecilia? I just wanted to do her once before I died. This would have been my perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
Nice. You pop.
Yeah. That's
how he talks.
It was a good time.
How was, did your Galoshes sister show up?
Yes.
Your born-again Christian sister?
Yeah, she was there. Actually, the lady who was there that witnessed her getting baptized was actually there. And she,
oh, really?
Oh, she's like, Miles, you would not believe how funny that was. Oh, my.
Was she wearing galoshes?
No, she was not wearing galoshes. I guess the funny part was they thought, you know, she was just going to get sprinkled on her forehead. They did not realize she was going to be like a full body emotion.
Oh, she didn't realize she was going to get a dunk, huh?
Yeah, she did not know that. I told this story a few months ago.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not familiar with the show, but my sister was talked into getting rebaptized, if you will. And
she's rebaptized. I didn't realize she was baptized in the first place.
Yeah.
It must have been when she was a baby or something.
Yeah, that's how we do it here.
Yeah, you get baptized early because there's no chance that you're going to do it later. So,
pretty much.
At least whenever until you get old, you know. Think you're gonna die or something.
Yes, my Galoshes sister was there. My sister with the stolen handicap placard was there.
Oh, nice. Did she park up front?
Yeah, they had the best spot themselves.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. Damn, they were laughing.
We can walk.
Yeah, we can really walk. We don't care.
We can walk anywhere we want.
Stupid handicap people.
That's right. It's not, we're going to have a God of visible handicap.
No.
It's invisible.
I don't think they have it anymore.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
So, your brother showed up even? That's amazing.
My brother, yes. My brother was there.
Did he ask where I was? Because, you know, we were related there last time I met him.
No, but I thought it'd be funny, to have, one of my whack packs show up and try to be, a long-lost cousin. It's Jeff or Smidge or someone show up. Hey, this is a long-lost cousin, Chet.
Yeah,
this is Chet. Remember Chet?
I think Smidge would probably have a better time of looking like your cousin than me, but...
Yeah. Well, my brother did mistake somebody.
Me? He asked me.
No, at this party. No, at this party he mistook.
Oh, okay. At this new party.
He mistook somebody for some... Yeah, he was like, wait. But it was a good time. Yeah.
So did your dad stare down any, young your niece's friends or anything, give them the old stare down? Or
No, there was not really a lot of snapper there. So.
None of your nieces are Brian Young friends or anything? Because I guess
not
they're
really
older now.
Yeah, they're older now. Yeah, they don't have.
Yeah.
They're in their 30s now. So.
Darn.
They're old.
They are. They're old, almost as old as you, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. They had a good time.
Yeah. It was a good time, yeah. I meant to get more audio, but, man, it just, gosh, it was just like I couldn't, you know, I just, like, I could not have a second alone. It's like, Miles!
Well, I don't know you were in such high demand.
I didn't think so either. I was actually hoping I was not in high demand, to tell you the truth.
How was your family doing? I mean, I didn't hear anything about them.
Well, I think half the people there came down with some mysterious illness after they ate the food. But
oh, nice.
No, everyone felt, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people felt like, ooh, something's up, you know.
Really, what'd you guys have?
There was, like, some, you
lasagna?
Know, pork and beef. And,
lasagna?
No, there's no lasagna, no.
Hmm. Chicken?
No, there's no chicken either, no. It's, just coleslaw and...
Bad pork. I got the trichinosis.
Yeah. No, but, no, we got back and, like, everyone was kind of pooped out. And the kid, like, I had some teens.
Literally. Literally, yeah.
And, the kids are like, let's go down by the river and have a bonfire, Dad. So I brought them down there.
Can you do that legally? Can you just go down by the river and have a bonfire?
Well, yeah, they have a piece of land down there. Yeah, I went down there. They got a fire pit and stuff, so.
Oh, the river at your, up in Illinois.
Yeah.
I thought you meant by your house.
No. This was still after the party. You know, so
oh, like, okay, gotcha.
It was like the post-prom, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha, yeah. Did you get laid?
No, I did not. I had three teenage boys with me, so it was not John Wayne Gacy, no.
You said post-prom, that's why I was asking.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Just checking in, you know what I mean? So.
No, so these guys like start this roaring bonfire.
Oh, nice. They just want to play in the fire.
And their buddy's like a little pyro. Like, this guy just will not stop quit playing with the fire. I'm like, dude, you're going to... Get your foot out of the fire, dude. Get your foot.
Here's a gasoline bomb.
My shoes are inflammable. Look, they won't burn or nothing. Look,
look, dude.
I know. Just don't.
You're gonna be.
The kid was scaring me, man. Like,
stop, drop, and roll.
I know. I was like, I'm gonna throw your ass in this dirty river here in a minute if you don't freaking.
Is that the Fox River?
It is, yes.
Yeah, Fox. Good old Fox River.
So we slept in, like, this camper, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, the thing you were wanting me to go sleep in, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, well, it smells like cat piss, but we slept in there.
Yeah, nice. That sounds good. That sounds like a wholesome experience.
Yeah, I'm, like, sound asleep, right?
Yeah.
And my oldest boy is like, Dad, wake up.
I got the shits.
What? Our, my friend, Timmy, he's puking his guts out. He's got to go home. What?
We're not going home now.
I know, so I had to drive his kid back. You know, like, I got to bring him back to the house. I'm like, okay, go puke in the house.
Well, I just let him puke outside. It's bad.
I know. I'm like, let's let the little son of a bitch just puke.
He'll be fine.
Kids puke? I didn't even hear him puke. Show me it. I want to see your puke right now.
Well, if you're out, why can't you just puke out there?
I don't. That makes sense to me. Just puke out, you know. Right?
Yeah. What do you need to be inside for? That's horrible.
So, like, I don't know, like 11:30. I had to drive this kid back, you know.
Then did you guys go back to the cat piss trailer or no?
Yeah.
You drove back to the trailer?
Yes, I did.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I left my two kids out there, and I just like I'll just sleep out here. I don't care.
Oh, they just wanted to sleep out in the trailer?
I was just so freaking tired. I was like, because I didn't really sleep well the night before with the Xbox and the TV.
Yeah,
and,
there you go.
And then this night I got Sir Puke a lot with me.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
You know, the Pyro Puke a lot kid, you know.
Pyro Puke a lot. Nice. Well, that sounds like a good experience you had there. It sounds like everybody had a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Your parents, is a happy birthday for them then, huh?
Yes, they had a good time. Yes, they.
Were they both 80 or what?
My dad is now 80 and my mom's 79.
Well, 79 is one more than 69, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, you're right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Ma and Pa title.
Yeah, we had a good birthday, so my dad was moved to tears. So.
Well, that's, again, he just, big scrotum.